easier to no longer try to modify my behavior to please the unpleasable. I reached somewhere else. I found out I was looking for love in all the wrong places, tell them. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And you'll find it in the death experience. Say to them, you will. You'll find that love you're looking for in the death experience. And I think that's why it is appealing to you. But I don't think you should have to die to find the love. I think that it's available to you, but you're just tuned to a different frequency. And hey, I can see how you got tuned to that different frequency. I can see how you got tuned out of alignment. I've been hearing your stories. I've met your parents.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get why it's hard for you. But I have a sense about you that you didn't come here wanting an easy way. And then give some other analogies.
And so that brings up the bigger subject then of self-love, as we talk about being able to love ourselves enough to be in our own vortex enough of the time, or all of the time, or most of the time, as opposed to being out and focusing on other people.
But stop there for just a moment. Hold that thought. We really want you to come back around to it.
Okay.
But think about it in the context of what we just said.
Okay.
If you could say to them, I think, friend, that you are mastering or on the verge of such self-love that you've figured out that that might be a way that you can totally reemerge into the total love of self.
Mm. Wow.
But say to them, there are easier ways.
Mm-hmm.
And disregarding the peanut gallery really is one of them, even though it doesn't seem like it, but I'll teach you how, say to them.
Mm.
I'll teach you how. Mm. I'll teach you how to release the unlovable. And by that, I don't mean, say to them, I don't mean those who are, you're having a hard time loving. I'm saying those who are having a hard time loving you. You want to release your opinion of their opinion of you from your experience.
Mm. Mm. So then that automatic, in my mind, immediately goes into, is that what having a hard time self-loving is? Is that people are just caught up in others' opinion of themselves for
exactly
so long?
Exactly what it is, because if they weren't doing that thing they do, they'd be swept in the vortex. In other words, so here's Source adoring you, and as long as you feel adored, then you get swept in where all the good stuff is. But then someone says, you're bad. Not only are you bad, you're really bad. And not only are you really bad, I've always known you were bad, and I've never liked this about you, and this about you, and this about you. And as they drone on, and this person listens to it and trains themselves there, then even those sources trying to call them in, they've developed these vibrational patterns where they can't go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it occurs to them in their most poignant moments of letting go that feeling of Source calling, they're translating it as, I've got to be dead. Because they think it's dead or alive. And they want that so much that if that's the choice, dead or alive, I want that, I'll take dead.
Mm.
And what you've got to help them to understand is that it's not dead or alive, it's in alignment or not in alignment. And you don't have to be dead to be in alignment.
Mm.
That's the message that they want to hear from you, you see.
So,
and they'll hear it more loudly than all others who you might teach.
It's true. Even teenagers at that age are much more able to hear that, I find, than even the adults that I try to counsel who are dealing with them. But then the Buddhists have this kind of almost guilt trip that says that if you do commit suicide, then you set yourself back many, many, many lifetimes. That's what spawned my thought as you were talking previously.
Well, there are many people who teach that in their effort at controlling the behavior of others.
Oh.
Isn't that the ultimate control or grip around your neck? Your life is miserable. It's like being at Guantanamo. You're miserable, but we won't let you die.
Mm.
In other words, it's the same sort of trying to control. People say, if you want to be part of our religion, then you have to keep these rules.
Mm.
And you say, well, those people are thriving and they're not keeping the rule. Oh, we forgot to tell you. You don't get to know whether you've kept the rule or not until after you die. And here's the list of rules that you'll be punished for after you die.
Mm.
And so then so many people are just scrambling around trying to figure it out. And we say, how do you ever let someone outside of you and some set of rules outside of you be louder and clearer and stronger than your own guidance that is being offered to you from Source? In other words, Source loves you. The thing that it's the work that we do. We want to help them to understand there's not a dark switch.